Hi, I'm Roger Love, celebrity voice coach, top-selling author, and founder of The Voice of Success Live. I'm working to make the world a better place, one speaking voice at a time, starting with yours. Today, I'm going to help you solve a problem that male clients tell me about all the time. When they want to impress others or start a new relationship, maybe they go to the gym, get a new haircut, change up their clothes, but their voice is still stuck in the previous version of themselves. Look, you don't have to have my 30 years of vocal coaching experience to pick up personal information about a stranger if you listen and you know what you're listening for. It's easy. For example, is that voice you hear slow and raspy? And does it make you immediately think that the person is probably elderly and a smoker? Or is that person always talking really fast and they're always ending all their sentences up? And are you thinking, who is this teenage girl from the valley? Or is the voice quiet and airy and could be an indication of that person has very, very low self-confidence? But did you also know that people can figure out your upper body strength just by listening to your voice or think that they know what you look like? According to the scientific publication, Adaptions in Humans for Assessing Physical Strength from The Voice by author Aaron Sell, both men and women can accurately assess men's physical strength from listening to the voice. Here's how the study worked. Participants were given 8 speaking samples from 4 unique language populations across North America, Europe, South America. Both female and male participants were asked to listen to a speaking sample and then evaluate the perceived strength of the speaker. How strong did you think that person was? Now, without being able to understand all the language samples and without any photos or video footages of the speaker, the listeners actually had no problem accurately assessing and judging adult men's physical strength from cues that they believed they were perceiving in the speaking voice. So what does that mean for guys? It means your voice can tell a potential partner how ripped or scrawny you are, or even if you're talking on the phone, they can get a sense. So lucky for you, I've dedicated a chunk of my career helping men and women achieve voices that they need to get the personal and professional results they want and have people perceive them exactly they want, the way they want to be perceived. You want to know how to outsmart these evolutionary cues that the scientific study talked about? Okay, first, make sure you have sufficient amounts of chest voice. Remember, those are the deep, thick, and rich sounds down low, filled with plenty of edge and vocal cord vibration. Not sure what that feels like? Say this. Ah. You feel that buzz in the back part of your throat? Ah. Emphasize that feeling. Look for that feeling and sound when you're trying to achieve the thickness in the lower part of your chest voice. Second, to convey strength with your voice, connect more words together without frequent pauses, like this. There's strength that comes from how fluid, even, and thick those connected words are as they ride out on a solid stream of air. When you just put commas in all over the place, stopping in between words where they don't need a comma, you sound weak. Third, cut the fillers. I normally don't stress content. For me, it's all about sound. But I make an exception for filler words like and and er. These words do not make you sound like a warrior, and they certainly don't make you sound like a smart, savvy guy worth getting to know. Keep these three tips in mind, and you won't have to worry the next time you know whose name shows up on your caller ID.